Did you say hit it?
Yeah. Like, get it going.
Hit it. I listen, I'm answering a question for somebody. He messaged me on Instagram on our private group, and this one is going out too. Let me just go back to that where it's at. Let me read the question. I know it's in the notes. It says, hey, Dennis. I want to ask a question about the locked boxes. We have a known dealer in the district who uses these locked boxes with magnets and puts them in engine compartments or a street pole, mailbox, etc. when he sells on the corners. We all know about him, and he's been caught with these boxes before. How are you going to get in these boxes when you pull them over in the car and find the boxes? If you don't get consent, but you get probable cause to search it and find them, what is the right way to get it to stick in court or to get the contents out? Couple of guys just throw the boxes away and arrest them based on something else related to the stop. It's a really interesting question with a simple answer to it. It's, you know, in the street, let's just go into what establishes probable cause, right? So there's a lot of, I would actually prefer to talk to this guy on the phone, ask him some simple questions regarding this incident or this question. And the question would have been like, well, tell me what his MO is. Like, are you guys actually watching him retrieve narcotics from these boxes? Do you have CIs that are telling you, like, this is just his MO, where you find these boxes? So let's just take it now from the street. Let's start with the street encounter one. Let's say the guy's hiding them and you find it. You can get a canine sniff on a lockbox and you can apply for a search warrant. How to make it stick? Well, I don't know. You probably have to put your narcotics division on it and do some surveillance or dust them for prints. I don't know what you're trying to do or trying to achieve here, why this guy is the main focus of your, you know, the primary functions of your job. I don't know all the details behind it, why we're on such a, like a hard press thing to nail this dude down. Now, with that being said, don't forget, when you get a canine sniff on something that's outside the automobile exception doesn't apply. So you're going to have to go for a search warrant absent consent, which you can do. We'll provide you with documentation if you need it for how to apply for a search warrant. Now, let's take it to the car. Now you're in the car. You see these boxes in plain view. You have this previous history of him being known to carry narcotics in these boxes. There's no question in my mind that's reasonable suspicion, enough to call for a canine unit to sniff the car for narcotics. Now, when you sniff the car for narcotics and the dog provides a positive alert, that gives you probable cause to search the entire car, including its contents, bumper to bumper. So U.S. versus Ross, Wyoming v. Houghton, good cases that apply here that allow you to open locked containers, safes, boxes, whatever it may be, when you establish probable cause. That's really the answer. Hopefully you found value in it. I don't really have much else. You can pose questions to me or send me DMs with questions that you have. I think somebody else sent me a DM. Let's just check this real fast. Somebody asked me a question. I could probably answer it on here. Make sure, since I'm doing it, I might as well. Okay, I'll answer this one too. I'm not going to say it's from. Dennis, just a quick question from you, sir. I would like to have an opinion from you. I have been to your, I didn't even read this one, just so we had one just came in before. I've been working on a traffic stop template. My question is, instead of just typing the standard based on my training experience, I was considering putting the training I've actually have in the narrative that is related to what type of case I am investigating. Makes sense. Example, based on my training experience, I believe the defendant was possibly involved in criminal activity. I've attended several courses in such areas as criminal roadside interdiction, et cetera, to aid me in my decision. In your opinion, do you think that would be a wise or a mistake? I think it's actually correct. Don't forget, we want to include our basic course for police officers, because if you're in your narrative, you're talking about your application or affidavit for a search warrant, the only thing you need in your state, especially in the state of New Jersey, can know this for a fact, to apply for a search warrant is to have completed a police academy. People think you need these crazy qualifications, and you actually don't. You just need to have participated and completed and graduated from a certified police academy that you could apply for search warrants. That's enough training and experience to be able to get a search warrant approved by a judge. P.S. I really enjoy watching the videos in the group. When I'm more financially stable, I will attend the class. Sounds good, man. I mean, I understand. We actually don't even expect anybody to come to class if you don't want to. The group is free. I have no expectations of anybody in here to, like, I want you to be here. If you need material that we have from class, I get that you couldn't make it. They didn't have the financing. You didn't have the financing. I get that. We don't want to keep that from anybody else from being able to get the training and experience they need. There's no reason why I'm going to send somebody else into the field not having training experience if I can help it, like, why am I going to, like, well, we wouldn't do that to you. Like, so whatever you guys need, you could reach out to us. We have more interest in keeping cops alive and bad guys going to jail than fiduciary commitments. But we do have, we're a business. We do have to function. We have 5 full-time employees. We're looking for 2 more right now as we begin to get back into the field and teach. That's how we're going to grow. And, you know, like, but it doesn't matter. The fiduciary interest is a second part of why we do this. The first part is we don't want cops to get hurt. We want bad people to go to jail. We want people to be protected and things like that. So, yeah, it just depends. I mean, what are you writing it for? Are you writing it for your report, an affidavit? I mean, if it's a moot point and you've been to 19 traffic schools, does it matter that you went to crash 1, 2, and 3 if you're doing a drug investigation? No. So why would you have to write it? People just do that because they don't know any better. So I don't think you need to, unless your prosecution requests otherwise. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully you guys found this video valuable. I'll probably be back to do another one today, but peace.